We want to take a quick moment to take a look at weather. Was that snow yesterday in Chicago? Not a lot, but it tied the record for the date. And now the East Coast is bracing. Brian Hurley is with the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland. Brian, is that snow a dusting? Yes, but at this date, is that unusual in Chicago?
Yes. For some areas, certainly, as you noted, the earliest recorded measurable snow. Generally, not. For other areas in and around the Iowa and Illinois, there were some 1 to 2 inch accumulations. In fact, LaSalle County, Illinois, had 2 inches. There was other areas of an inch in that general vicinity. So unusual to get that kind of accumulation this early, but certainly for most areas, not a record, however.
Yeah.
For accumulating snows, it's somewhat unusual. But, you know, as we get into the second half of October, it certainly becomes more and more likely as we get toward November 1st.
Well, what about the East Coast? Because we hear that cold front's coming towards us, people frantically hauling pots off the porch. And, of course, we have a little ball game here in Boston. We're hearing temperatures are supposed to drop like 20, 30 degrees.
Right, exactly. There's a snow outlook for the East Coast. People don't have to worry about that. There will be some snow, light accumulations in the lee of the Great Lakes, usually in elevated terrain, however. The Tug Hill Plateau, areas in northwest Pennsylvania, east of Erie, Pennsylvania especially, and in western Virginia. Again, these are all elevated areas. So that's always good news, especially for the big cities along the East Coast, not to have any snow in the forecast. However, they'll definitely notice the temperatures. We've already become seasonably cool recently. Temperatures are going to drop even lower than that. For most areas, especially along the coastal plains, along the coast, mid-Atlantic up to the northeast, they will be seeing the first frost and freeze of the season going into the next few days and certainly lasting into the weekend, actually, this recent cold snap, if you will. Not unusual, though, for the time of year. Temperatures will be below normal. But not doesn't look like there will be a lot of records shattered because we are getting into the latter part of October.
Well, it may not be good for certain pitchers on both the Cardinals
exactly.
and the Red Sox at Fenway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It will be definitely chilly. Really, you know, when you look at Boston, New York, temperatures going for the next couple of days are going to struggle through the 50s during the day and at night, certainly into the 30s, and even colder in some of those outlying areas, certainly. So with that said, there will be some frosts and some hard freezes in those areas.
Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Robin, I can just hear the letters coming in from our listeners in San Diego saying, well, good luck with
good
all
luck
that.
With that. And what you might not hear at Fenway Park tonight is it's going to be hard with fans of both the Cardinals and the Red Sox applauding in ski gloves. It's very quiet.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.